As legend has it, blues guitarist Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil in exchange for musical immortality.
And you got a good friend, have it stay right by your side.
Apparently, the devil kept up his end of the bargain. Johnson was only 27 years old when he died in 1938, but his music continues to influence generations of musicians. Cream, the Rolling Stones, and Led Zeppelin are just a few of the groups who recorded versions of his songs. Guitarist Eric Clapton is one of Johnson's biggest fans.
When you got a good friend, that will stay right by your side.
On Clapton's latest CD, Me and Mr. Johnson, he provides his own spin on some classic Robert Johnson tunes. Clapton says the first Johnson songs he heard were on the album King of the Delta Blues.
I was near the end of my only year at art school when I was about 15. I was thrown out at 16, and I was spending most of my time in the pub in the town where the art school was. And I was in the pub one day, and a friend of mine who was also at art school came in, showed me the album, put the record on and listened to it, and I found it, I was definitely overwhelmed, but I was also a little bit repelled by the intensity of it, you know.
I went to Georgia.
I kind of got hooked on it because it was so much more powerful than anything else I had heard or was listening to.
Was this the release of the collection in 61?
Yes, it was on Columbia, and it had some pretty interesting sleeve notes on it about the fact that these were the only sides he had cut and that they'd done it in a hotel room. And when he was auditioning for the sessions, that he was so shy, and he said he had to play facing into the corner of the room. And I immediately identified with that because I was paralyzed with shyness as a kid.
I mean, there were bluesmen before him. There were great ones after him. I'm wondering why Johnson?
Amongst all of his peers, I felt he was the one that was talking from his soul without really compromising for anybody.
Tell me, Mia, what all I did wrong with you. Tell me, Mia, what all I did wrong with you.
Of course, just imagine his potential. I mean, he died at 27.
I can't imagine what he would have been like if he'd lived to be an old man. I'm sure he would have been a master anyway. I mean, he was a master as a kid, so.
He only did 29 songs. He only recorded 29 songs. You have 14 of the 29 here.
Yeah.
Traveling Riverside Blues. You sound like you're having just too good a time there. I got Women's in Vicksburg, clean on into Tennessee.
Lord, I'm going down the road there.
This track was recorded before all the others, almost a year before. It was kind of the indication that I needed to do an album of Robert Johnson songs, because clearly my heart was in it.
Come On In My Kitchen has been covered by a lot of folks.
Has it? Yeah.
Delaney and Bonnie, notably.
I remember that I was inspired by their version because I thought I was actually taken with the fact that anyone would dare to do this particular song, because it's a tough one.
Get in trouble, everybody throws her down. Looking for a good man, it can't be found. You better come home in my kitchen. It's going to be raining outdoors.
It doesn't fit any standard rules, you know, in terms of form and structure, so it's a tough one. I left out the little kind of spoken interval in the middle where he says, "Can't you hear the wind howling?" and then plays a beautiful line on the slide. And I didn't think I could pull that off. And now I wish I'd tried.
Wait a minute. There's something you feel you can't pull off on a guitar?
Are you kidding?
Come on.
Well, that's why I keep going. If I felt I got it down and it was a complete work, I wouldn't be doing it anymore. I'm still trying to get it right, you know.
You are the master. You have retired the trophy.
I don't agree. Let's change the subject.
All right, we'll go to your version of Milk Cow Calf Spoon.
Tell me, milk cow, what on earth is wrong with you?
It's got that motif in it, that da 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 thing that hooked me right away. It was one of the first things I heard that I thought, I've yet to get this right either. And I actually do think that on this one occasion, we went in and we nailed that. And it's just the way everyone played that riff. His version of that song, I think, is one of the most significant performances of any kind of genre. So it was like, well, my feeling was, if we can get this, we can probably do anything that he's done. And I was very pleased with the result.
So you've been playing Robert Johnson now for, nearly 40 years?
In one way or another, yes. I mean, he's been in my life ever since I was a kid, so... And I, you know, for me, this has been a labor of love. I mean, it was some of it was hard work, but really, it's been in the back of my head to do for so long. I mean, it was about time that I took my hat off to him. Yeah.
Well, I think you did that just fine.
Thank you, Bob.
You took hat and everything else, maybe.
Yeah.
Don't do it wrong.
Guitarist Eric Clapton. His newest CD, Me and Mr. Johnson, is released today, which happens to be Clapton's 59th birthday. Songs from the CD and background on Robert Johnson are at npr.org.